In the days leading up to April 15, Tax Day, we are reporting on women and wealth. It's part of our broader look at how women's lives are changing. Yesterday, we heard of women who were sorting out how to invest for the long run. Most use banks, brokerages, or retirement accounts. Now here's a less traditional practice. We are about to meet Latina women who pass money to each other. Here's NPR's Shireen Marisol Meraji of our Code Switch team.
Here's how it works. 10 women get together and each agrees to give $100 every 2 weeks to the group's organizer. And one woman ends up with a whole pot at the end of the month, $2,000. Now, this goes on for 10 months until everyone gets the pot. So eventually everyone pays in $2,000 and everyone gets $2,000. For Mexicans, this is called a cundina, or
tandas.
That's Barb Mayo. She's participated in a number of these, cundinas or tandas, depending on where you're from in Mexico.
I worked with a bunch of Mexican women. They were like, hey, Barb, do you want to do a tanda? And I'm Cuban. I was like, what is a tanda? And so then they explained it to me, and I was like, that's great, yeah, because it's like a no-interest loan with your friends.
Mayo says she used her first payout for expensive dental work, and the peer pressure kept her honest. If she missed a payment, the consequence was letting down friends. A harsher penalty to her than a default notice from a bank. But Mayo says only the Latinas at her job were into the idea.
It was funny because we work with white people, and the girl was like, all you're doing is giving money to other people but not collecting interest on it. And there's a risk, but all of us didn't see it that way.
There is a risk. Someone could be the first in the group to get the pot and never come back. The leader could skip town with all the cash. It happens. But Carlos Velez Ibanez, an anthropologist at Arizona State who wrote a book about tandas, he says that's pretty rare.
In the United States, there's such stress given to individuality and to individuation and to individual success. Bottom line is trust. They can't believe people trust each other.
Velez Ibanez says newly arrived Mexican immigrants have to trust each other for survival. Your neighbors, your coworkers are also your mechanics, seamstresses, babysitters, and interpreters. He says these social connections are critical, especially if you're undocumented and can't speak English. They're maintained primarily by women. And in the case of a tanda, or what he calls a rotating savings and credit association, your community is helping you save money or get a no-interest loan.
When you participate in a rotating savings and credit association, everybody already knows your name. Everybody knows what your social collateral is already, whether you're trustworthy or not.
Buenas noches. Mi nombre es Saibea Redondo. Soy de México.
Mi nombre es Johanna Salazar. Soy de Nicaragua.
Mi nombre es Gabriela Guerrero. Soy de la Ciudad de México.
In San Francisco's Mission District, women are introducing themselves to a group they'll be participating with in a lending circle.
Hi, my name is Alicia Villanueva, and I am from Mexico, Mazatlán, Sinaloa.
This is Alicia Villanueva's sixth circle organized by a nonprofit, the Mission Asset Fund. They're using the tanda system, but reporting payments to credit agencies to help participants build good credit. There's also zero risk someone will run off with your money. Nearly 70% of the people who participate are women, like Villanueva, looking to make a better life for their families.
When I arrive, I just start to, cleaning houses and take care of the disabled persons.
But Villanueva really wanted to start her own business selling tamales. She did tandas back in Mexico. So when she saw a flyer for something similar run by the Mission Asset Fund, she traveled from two cities away to participate. Here's how she used her first $1,000 payout.
I remember it was my car to the DMV registration. And then the rest of the money I invest on my business.
Villanueva went from selling her tamales door to door to a staff of 7 women and a food cart. She's using this round of cash to buy flyers and signs to help advertise Alicia's Tamales Los Mayas.
So this one is going to support me and, can I say, catapult me to play in the big leagues.
Villanueva says the big leagues for her means owning a restaurant she can pass down to her 3 kids.
When I was a kid in the neighborhoods in Central Orange County, the poor neighborhoods, this was a very popular way of getting a loan.
California State Senator Lu Correa calls tandas an alternative to those payday lenders with out-of-control interest rates. Lenders, he says, you'll also find in poor neighborhoods like the ones he grew up in. So he proposed legislation that would exempt nonprofits like the Mission Asset Fund from having to get a lender's license. He says they're not lending the money. The participants are. And regulators should get out of the way.
I have to tell you, the lesson for me as a chair of the Banking and Finance Committee in the California State Senate is to, you know, open my eyes a little bit more and start looking at those areas where I think finance does not exist, because that will be the place that I may find more solutions to our problems.
Correa says lending circles are responsible for supporting entrepreneurs and job creators like Alicia Villanueva. And he says no matter what you call them, tandas, cundinas, lending circles, rotating savings and credit associations, they work. And it's time they're brought out of the shadows. Shereen Marisol Meraji, NPR News.
And you can see more interesting ways women are managing their money at our Tumblr. Search for She Works Tumblr without the E. We hope you'll share financial lessons you've learned, good or bad, while you're there. And stay with us.